give the public an opportunity to question European candidates in the region on their policies and the way they see forward in dealing with, you know, the climate change and biodiversity loss and issues like that, and thick as spruce as well, it was very, very prominent. So it's the major defining issue that's probably going to face our generation and future generations on both a local, national and international level. And Europe has a key part to play in mitigating and trying to create strategies of fighting climate change and the negative effects. So the fact that the four candidates from two of the major parties in the country didn't attend was extremely disappointing. And that was expressed both from the floor and from the other candidates who did turn up. You know, climate change is the most key issue that is going to, challenge us at every single level of government over the next, number of years. And if you look at the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, they have basically said that we have 12 years, and in some cases, other people are saying 10 years, to put in place, very, very urgent policies to mitigate against the worst impacts of climate change. And if we don't do that over the next 10 years, we're going to face very, very serious issues that are going to impact us on every level here, including in the Northwest. And that could be to do with things like flooding, drought, poverty. There's a huge range of issues. So there is no time left to act on this. It has to happen now.
Any European election candidates at the moment are trying to cover as much of the constituency as they possibly can. So they probably have very hectic schedules, but at the same time, you feel that environmental issues should be more prioritised.
Well, that's the key issue here. I mean, everyone has busy schedules, and I totally appreciate the workload that the candidates have to get through, and I'm trying to get through it myself as independent, and I appreciate that. But there are some cases where you do have to prioritise issues, and climate and biodiversity loss are key issues. And I'm just a little bit worried that if the candidates and that night couldn't prioritise it, I'd be a little bit worried about how seriously they're going to take it if they were elected.